Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
I'd like to begin this broadcast with a question. Do we as Americans value liberty? What a silly question, you may think. We just celebrated the 4th of July. How could I even ask such a thing? But I'm serious. Do we really cherish the concept of liberty, or do we just pay it lip service on certain days of the year? If we value liberty, freedom in other words, to the degree that we say that we do, then we must also value free speech and all that it entails. Not just the concept of free speech, but in practice. Not just sometimes, but all the time. Not just when it's comfortable and we agree with the speaker's premise, but even when it's uncomfortable and the speech is something with which we wholeheartedly disagree. To settle for anything less is intellectually dishonest and sacrifices true freedom on the altar of expediency. This year, as we celebrated Independence Day with American flags, hot dogs, apple pie, and Lee Greenwood singing Proud to Be an American, I thought about the incursions into free speech that have become so prevalent and, sadly, so accepted in recent years. It began with laws defining so-called hate speech, which basically encompassed any speech that policymakers chose to stifle. It started on college campuses, including those right here in Montana, where students were kicked out of school for refusing to speak positively about bizarre new sexual identity and gender descriptions. From there, it extended to legislative chambers, where speaking logical truth became a hate crime punishable by fines and jail time. And finally, it made its way into corporate America. One of the best examples touched on the subject of free speech from two different angles. It was the Project Veritas expose on Google's efforts to sway the outcome of elections. As you may recall, a Google executive was caught on tape saying they added algorithms to their software that would feed voters a predetermined message or search outcome that would steer them away from conservative candidates and toward liberal ones. Not a problem if they were honest about what they were doing, but they weren't. The project was cloaked in a veil of secrecy and only came to light when conservative Google employees made it public. That's the first problem. Google is just one of a number of tech giants caught secretly limiting conservative speech. And given the fact that those platforms now dominate what is essentially a virtual public square, the censorship of conservative speech has now crossed the line from being simply annoying to downright dangerous. The second muzzle was quickly applied as soon as the expose was made public. YouTube, which is owned by Google, quickly blocked the embarrassing video, and Vimeo, another video sharing website, deleted Project Veritas's account completely. The upside is that Google was exposed. It's not simply a search engine, it's also an active propaganda arm of the liberal left, designed to sway public opinion and stifle free speech. The problem for us as Christians is that censorship will not end with political speech. What happens when God's word is deemed hate speech, and what can we do about it? According to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case, small incursions into religious liberty and free speech must be resisted lest they grow greater. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, without freedom of thought there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without the freedom of speech. That's something to think about each year as we watch fireworks and sing God Bless America. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.